Maranatha, buenos dias. Welcome to Dee's Tings, where Dee talks about things that are on her mind. And if you don't feel like listening, I'm talking about myself in third person. Don't. You don't need to. I know most of my stalkers and enemies listen because it seems like the people that hate you the most like to see what you're doing the most. So if you're here for that reason, welcome. We love you and we pray for you as well. So again, welcome to Dee's Tings, where we get tings off our mind and put them out there in hopes that more people wake up to the word of the Lord and realize that we've been lied to and we're still being lied to. I mean, actually, they tell us the truth because they have to, because they believe in karma. So, I mean, look at the Georgia Guidestones. Say it, write it, forget it. That's what they do. They put it out there. They believe in manifestation. I believe in the power of the Lord. I do not believe in crystals. I do not believe in that kind of stuff. That's all a cult. I believe in the Lord, and that's the only thing. And so with that said, welcome to Dee's Tings, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and que tienen Dios en su mente, and keep saying, I am made worthy because of the blood of the Lamb. I am made worthy because of the blood of the Lamb. And remember, the only person that can read your thoughts is God, not the devil. And he is not omnipresent. He cannot be in one place, more than one place at a time. Okay? Lilas. I'm going to try to do this both in Spanish and in English, but I just wanted to hop on here and say Maranatha. As I listen to all the podcasts I do and listen to God's word, I notice how closer and closer, well, I feel like we are in the end of times. They're not near, they're here, like J.D. Farag says. So with that saying, if you wake up in a bad mood or you feel like you're not worthy and you're scared you're not going to heaven, just repeat this. I'm worthy because of the blood of the Lamb. I am covered by the blood of the Lamb. I am worthy because of the blood of the Lamb. Just keep saying that over and over and over again. If you want to say, I'm worthy because of Jesus' blood. I am made worthy because of Jesus' blood. Just shout that out. And God's got you. What you pray for, you will not get. God already has in store for you what you will have and what you will get. It is not what you want. God lets things happen. And there's a reason for everything. There's a reason why it all happens. And I learned that the hard way. You know, I'm here now and my past doesn't define me. And neither does my future. We're just here in the present. And what matters is the here and now. And what you are doing now. And, you know, it's important when you come to God that you come to him with no anger nor any malice towards anybody else. So forgive your enemies, which is what I always say, because remember, anything that anybody has ever done to you, if you don't believe in karma here on earth, just know that Jesus, God, has vengeance is his. It literally says that in the Bible, that vengeance is his, and they will get theirs. If they don't get it here, they will get it in the afterlife. And what is here, what the time we spend on this earth is just a little splinter of eternity. This is nothing compared to what we are going to have, because we have eternity. And I remember being little and I used to be so afraid of living forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get bored. But we're not even going to have a chance to get bored when we're in heaven. We're going to have jobs. We're going to have things to do. We're going to be kept busy. So just know God's got us. I'm going to attach a prayer with this, because where two or more people gather in Jesus' name, there he promises to be. And God is omnipresent. The devil cannot read your mind. That's why it's so important, you know, not to say things, certain things. And we can go into the whole spelling and why it's called spelling, because of spells, and everything in this world is occult and demonic, because, you know, the king of this world is the devil, and Seems like that's probably who most people worship. But I mean, they're not silencing the pro-Hamas people that wore the red hand to the Oscars. If you anybody knows what that red hand means at the Oscars, the Hamas, brought up their red hands, and that red on their hands was a Jewish IDF shoulder's blood, and they were celebrating that they were killing Jewish people. Hamas does not just want to kill a few Jewish people, they want to exterminate them all. They are demonic, they are a terrorist group, and people are welcoming them here. And I'm afraid it's already going to be too late by the time people wake up, and we're going to have, some kind of event here that's going to be catastrophic, like October 7th, and what happened over there, if people don't refuse to wake up. And I mean, those red hands, that's all virtual signaling, and they're telling you what to do. I even saw some stupid politician, you know how you have those name necklaces? Well, she had one that said vaccinated. If that's not trying to brainwash you into getting vaccinated, I think people should be on their eighth dose right now. And we never had sudden adult death syndrome before, and all these people dropping dead like flies. This has never happened before. Can't tell me it's a coincidence, because there are no coincidences, only God. So wake up. Despertanse hoy, porque no tenemos más tiempo. Estamos en el fin ahora. No tenemos más tiempo. Necesitan orar cada día. Dale gracias a Dios. Nada más tienen fe en Él. Todo lo que te están diciendo que son mentiras, todo se va a poner en la luz. Y vamos a saber todo. So, si te mintieron algo, esa persona va a pagar. Tú no necesitas hacer nada. Dios va a hacer todo para usted. So, nomás tienen fe en Dios y Él lo va a ayudar a nosotros todos. No sé más qué decir. Nomás si tienen Dios y está cubierto en el sangre de Él. Y dice eso cada día. Si no piensas que estás salvada, dice, yo estoy cubrida en el sangre de Dios. Y nomás dice eso y Dios te va a ayudar. So with that, I wanted this to be really short and sweet, but ended up being a little bit more than 5 minutes. Oh, en español también quería decir que en los Oscars que tuvieron el otro día, los actors, los que tienen dinero, tenían un mano rojo en su ropa, y eso es que están celebrando que mataron Jews. Billie Eilish, Mark Ruffalo, a couple of others, but Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother, I believe that is. They all wore it. So pretty much they're like saying, kill all Jews. That's what it means. Celebrate the killing of Jews. Wake up, people. They come for the Jews on Saturday, and they'll come for the Christians on Sunday. That's their plan. So pray for you all, and pray for you all to wake up. Wake up. We do not have freedom of speech. Wake up. We cannot shout things from the rooftop. Wake up. Wake the fuck up. Sorry for my cussing, but I don't know how else to get people to listen here. Wake up.